Kia ora, this is your Wātea News. A Loa Hutt Māori community leader says the government hasn't done a good job to get Māori ready for the election. Waifetu Marae manager Peggy Luke says a lot of resources are produced in the form of pamphlets and advertising, but it doesn't seem to resonate with young Māori. She says the marae took it on to sign up people once she realised many weren't even on the rolls.
It was just on passing saying, oh, you know, who are you going to vote for this year? They go, oh, I'm not, because I haven't registered. Why not? Well, I don't know where to go or what to do. Well, you watch TV, it's on TV. Yeah, and I don't have a phone. The post office, they closed the one in Petone. There's only one in the hut.
Peggy Luke says because Wellington is split between three Māori electorates, many people don't feel a connection to the choice of candidates on offer in their particular rohe. Greenpeace is calling for a national party pledge to strip back environmental protections for on-farm development as reckless and racist. Spokesperson Christine Rose says it threatens New Zealanders' rights to swimmable rivers, safe drinking water and a stable climate. She says new freshwater and winter grazing rules are just starting to come into effect, and National wants to turn back the clock to the explosion of dairying that happened when it was last in government.
Our rivers are no longer safe to swim in. Animals are wallowing in mud every winter and giving birth to calves in cold mud, which is totally unacceptable. So you really wonder whose interests National are serving here, and it's certainly not the environment, it's certainly not future generations, and really it's not the farmers, because our international consumers are expecting more.
Christine Rose says National seems to be rejecting the principle of te mana o te wai, putting the integrity of water first in what seems like a populist racist backlash. Two Māori researchers have been shoulder-tapped for a new US think tank aimed at tapping into Indigenous knowledge to address climate change, changing food systems and threats to sacred places. Professor Maui Hudson, who is director of the University of Waikato's Te Kotahi Research Institute, and his colleague Dr. Haki Tuopiki will work with the Centre for Braiding Indigenous Knowledges and Science based at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. Professor Hudson says climate change is forcing agencies like the US National Science Foundation, which is investing $50 million into the project, to try different approaches.
They're sort of big challenges, and there's not one way of approaching it. And so as our communities have to deal with the impacts of that on things like the way that their mahi makai work, there's solutions which come out of our own mātauranga, or, you know, for other Indigenous populations, their own Indigenous knowledge, or that can be used alongside the information that comes out of a scientific arena to chart the best path forward.
Professor Hudson will lead a group across five hubs around the world looking at how knowledge gained from communities can be shared while protecting Indigenous data sovereignty and intellectual property rights. And that was your Wātea News for this evening.